I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Herb Alpert has sold over 72 million albums and earned 9 Grammy Awards as trumpeter, arranger, and composer. As co-founder of A&M Records, he facilitated the careers of countless other stars in a premier artist-driven label. His philanthropy touches countless lives as well, including a recent bequest to Los Angeles City College that fully funds tuition and lessons for music majors. After securing yet another Grammy nomination for his new release, Human Nature, he's on tour with his wife, Grammy-winning vocalist Lonnie Hall. They'll perform at The Shed in Eugene on Friday, January 27th, Herb Alpert joins me from his studio in Malibu. Thanks for your time today, Herb.
Hey, Eric. Pleasure to be with you.
The 50th anniversary of your first major success was celebrated this past year with the re-release of about 25 of your best albums. When you listen back to those with that perspective of history, what best stands the test of time for you?
Well, you know, I was doing what I love to do. I'm passionate about making music. I started playing when I was 8 years old, so when I got into the recording and end of it, it was just something that really gave me a lot of, fun to wake up in the morning and go do it. So I do it out of passion. I don't record just to keep my name alive. I love the process.
Your new release, Human Nature, veers into territory closer to electronic dance music than maybe you've previously explored. What made you wish to walk that musical avenue?
I don't know. I'm just open for ideas. You know, I came up through classical music, so I like all sorts of music. You know, it just either touches me or it doesn't, and I'm all over the board. I always felt that if it's fun for me to play, it's going to be fun for a certain amount of people to listen to.
Can you quantify at all when you were choosing the songs for Human Nature, what you looked for in the songs you chose to cover?
I just look for melodies that touch me. When I heard Human Nature, the Michael Jackson record, the melody sticks. You know, when I hear a melody I like, I've always tried to, like, personalize it and see if I can come up with a way of doing it that it hasn't been heard quite that way before. I'm always trying to do something that's creatively different.
One of the things that fascinates me on that record is your cover of Look Up Again, the Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello collaboration. It crosses a lot of different boundaries.
It was a musical that Burt and Elvis wrote, and for some reason that particular song did not make the show. So Burt called me, said he had a tune here that he thought I might like. So I went over to his house, and he sat down at the piano and started playing this song for me. I mean, it was amazing because Burt is so, so passionate about what he does. He was playing this song for me like he was at the Brill Building. The melody's beautiful. Burt's, needless to say, an American treasure, and he writes very unusual songs, and I know that's the first recording they've had of that tune.
Could you have ever imagined what it would launch when you first went to Tijuana from L.A. and found a sound down there to fall in love with?
Well, it was an amazing experience for me. I never listened to mariachi music, but for about 3 seasons I went to Tijuana, and I was really excited about bullfights until I decided I don't like bullfights anymore. But anyways, there was this brass band in the stands that they were just playing fanfares. You know, they weren't playing music as much as announcing each individual event. You know, like when the bull would come out, they'd come with ba-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, bang, the bull would enter, you know? And I tried to get a feeling of what those afternoons were like musically for me, and the Lonely Bull came out.
Lonnie Hall's career took off almost at the same time when she was the lead vocalist for Sergio Mendes in Brazil's 66. What do you think you've brought out of each other musically that's made each other better over the years?
She's a world-class singer. She won't sing a song unless she really feels it. And it's just, beautiful to work with her. And we've been married for 43 years, by the way.
That's at least as much of an accomplishment as anything in music, I would say.
I'm quite proud of that. I mean, it doesn't happen that often in the city that I grew up in.
Well, with such a vast catalog to draw from between you, how do you choose what to focus on in a single evening's concert?
Well, we have a lot of songs. We've been playing together with the same group for the last 11 years. Just it's very transparent. We have drums, keyboards, and bass, and that's it. And Lonnie and I are in front, and it's very spontaneous what we do. We're playing songs that change from night to night. I'll play a little Tijuana brass medley, and then Lonnie will do a Brazil 66 medley. But around that, it's very spontaneous and fun for me to do, night after night. I love to play, I love to interact with musicians. I know a certain amount of people would like to hear my music, and I feel like I'd like to share that until I'm not able to do that anymore.
Don't go breaking.
You were so successful in sharing other people's music as well through the founding of A&M Records, which was such a rare beast in being financially successful yet artist-driven. So were there any particular principles that you and Jerry Moss brought to it that made it such a successful vehicle?
Oh, absolutely. I recorded for a major label prior to A&M for about a year and a half, and I was not crazy about the way I was being treated. They treated me like a number, and I thought to myself, man, I'm filing all this stuff. If I ever have a chance to have my own company, I'm going to do it much differently, because this whole game should be centered around the artist. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about music. I wanted to make it a very comfortable place to be and a comfortable place for artists to feel like they can just relax and experience their own artistry.
There's so much that you've done in giving back as well, which seems to me an equal part of your path. Tell me about why you chose L.A. City College to fund students through the music program there.
There are a lot of kids out there that really would like to have a musical education or an education in general, and they don't have the means. They're financially challenged. So this money that I donated is giving them that opportunity to go to a community college. And if they, put in the proper work, they can transition and take their life to another level.
Are there other donations that you've done, other work you've done through the Herb Alpert Foundation that you felt have had particular impact?
Oh, yeah. Through the years, we've supported lots of different organizations that are involved in the arts. I feel the arts are the way to open up a person's life. I love the mystery of art. I think art is a big mystery. You see a sculpture that you like and you get goosebumps, and you can't really identify why. And you hear a piece of music that touches you, and you don't know exactly why you like it. To really identify it is that mystery. I love that. And, you got to just feel it. The arts are about feel, and that's the thing that's so seductive about it, and that's what keeps me going.
Herb Alpert, trumpeter, arranger, composer, businessman, philanthropist. He'll perform with Lonnie Hall and their band at the Jaques Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts on Friday, January 27th. For tickets and information, theshed.org. Also see herbalpert.com and lonniehallalpert.com. For an extended version of this interview, kLCC.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.